It's time for the Dane Buy Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hi, welcome in everybody to another episode of Let's Get Local here on a Saturday in Madison, Wisconsin, live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on University Ave. We're happy to be here. Jason Hafeman, your host of the program, featuring local businesses, organizations, all kinds of wonderful people in the process. You know, that's who we get to talk to every week. And this week's lineup is no exception. We start off with a great member of Dane Buy Local who's doing so many different things in the community. It's Artisan Dental, and Scott Anderson from Artisan Dental is with us now to tell us all about the organization and to tell us a little bit about basically some of the mission, all the different things they do. It's really interesting, Scott, when I started looking at your website, all the different things that you guys are about and what you're doing. You're providing a very valuable service with your business, but you do so much more for community and connection, and I absolutely love it. Applaud you. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having us. We're really excited to be here.
So, Scott, I just wanted to start off with kind of the basics for everybody. If they're not familiar with Artisan Dental, tell people about Artisan Dental, what you are and how you got started.
Sure. We're a locally owned general dentistry practice, and we focus on prevention, restorative dentistry, and also cosmetic dentistry. And we've also recently begun offering facial aesthetics as well. And to kind of your earlier discussion, Jason, we use a business for good operating model. And so what that means in practice is we're actually endeavoring to create benefits and value for the what we call the big five stakeholders connected to Artisan's business. And those are our patients, our team members or employees, our suppliers and contractors, the community, and then the planet. So rather than just focusing on what's good for one of those stakeholders, we try to create benefit for all of them. And one of the ways that we've demonstrated that we're bringing that mission to life is we've become the first certified B Corporation general dentistry practice in Wisconsin, which we're really excited about.
Absolutely love that. And I think it's really interesting when you take a business that has to be so hyper-focused on something that's very detailed, like people's teeth, right? And the intricate practice of that, yet you have this world scope of what you're trying to accomplish with the business. I think that dynamic is pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for that. It's really kind of a culmination of a lot of my wife and I's educational training and experiences professionally. And we think it's part of living a really big life and a life that's generative, where we're actually being sources of creativity and being sources of inspiration rather than just, for example, consuming or extracting value.
Scott, we've talked with other B Corps like Just Coffee Cooperative here on the show a little bit, but never got a chance to really examine that whole process and why it's so important to certain businesses. I always like to hear more about that. So why was that so important to Artisan Dental to go through the certification process, to take that step and certify as a B Corp?
That's a really good question. We really felt that it was important to have an objective, independent, third-party verification that we were actually creating value for these stakeholders. And B Corp certification is a certification conferred by the nonprofit B Lab, which is based in Pennsylvania. And their assessment has been described by Inc. magazine as the most rigorous global standard for a socially and environmentally responsible business. And so to become a B Corporation, you need to score 80 points out of 160 on their assessment. You also need to agree to amend your operating legal agreement to say that you'll consider the interests of all of the stakeholders connected to your business. You need to agree to publicly and transparently disclose your performance on their public-facing website and then, of course, pay a certification fee. And so we felt like that was important in terms of really rigorously demonstrating to our stakeholders that we were enacting our mission.
I think it's fantastic. I love the fact that you took those steps. And again, it's I've talked to other people too, and they also kind of say it's a way for us to check ourselves to make sure we're accountable to what we want to be doing in a mission. It's just that one more step. Like, yes, we want to do good with our business, but here's another way of saying that and putting it out to everyone so they know that we are fully committed to that.
That's right. And I think on a pragmatic level, we've also found that the assessment serves as a nice business planning tool. Because it's inviting you to consider the interests of these stakeholders, I think we're much more comprehensive and we're much more thorough in terms of how are we thinking about these benefit sets and then how they are integrated together into a coherent sort of strategic plan.
We're talking with Scott Anderson over at Artisan Dental. The website is artisandentalmadison.com. It's a wonderful dentistry here, right in Madison. Scott, we kind of jumped into some of these higher level conversations about these deeper things, but about the base of the business. Tell people what do you provide your customers, and what is your mission there to serve your customers, and how do you do that?
Right. So in terms of our customer mission, it's to really enhance the health and happiness of all of our stakeholders. In the case of our patients, we provide general dentistry. So this may be familiar to your listeners as coming in and visiting with our hygiene department to have a full oral examination and then having your teeth cleaned. And then potentially if there's any disease going on, such as a cavity or maybe there's an infection, then our dentist can treat that. And then we also offer elective therapies that might have to do with maybe whitening your teeth, or maybe you wanted to have your teeth straightened, or even we find that sometimes restorative work is helpful. So over the course of our lifetime, we can actually wear our teeth down. And so we offer services where someone's whole mouth could be restored with what are known as ceramic veneers.
I think sometimes for some people, it's challenging, right? Because a lot of times dental isn't in the regular health coverage that you may have. But we know, and tell people a little bit more about just how critical that dental health is to your overall health.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you're raising this, Jason, because the science is becoming more and more clear about the effect between your oral health and your systemic health. And there's good data linking oral infections to worse outcomes in terms of diabetes, in terms of heart disease, cancer. There's even some exploration of it linking it to neurodegenerative diseases. So we really think about the body as a whole, and the health of your mouth is intimately connected with the health of your whole body.
There's a good reason your parents always told you to brush your teeth before bedtime. Right. And floss. Don't forget the floss. Talking with Scott Anderson here at Artisan Dental here in Madison. Scott, I really appreciate what you do on the business level. But again, outside of that, another thing you've taken a step to do is really commit to carbon neutrality. Tell people about that and why that was so important to you.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. You know, as part of completing the B Corp assessment, managing our carbon was an important facet of the environmental section of the B impact assessment. And our process has been a journey such that about 4 years ago, we decided to use Madison Gas and Electric's all renewable energy program called Green Power. And that helped us reduce our carbon footprint by about 82%. And it became increasingly clear to us that globally, we really need to contribute to managing carbon. And so we took the next step and did a full assessment of our total carbon footprint. That includes everything from our employees' commute into work to the carbon associated with producing, for example, gauze pads that we might use in a procedure. A third-party consultancy evaluated that, and then we offset the remaining carbon that we produce, which is about 14 metric tons, by purchasing carbon credits in a reforestation project in the southern United States. So we became the first carbon neutral dentistry practice in the United States. And this year we made the decision to become carbon negative. So we're actually going to offset more carbon than we're even generating. So we hope that we can serve as an inspiration for other participants in the dental industry and other people generally to manage their carbon. Because the efforts so far are suggesting that, I actually just saw a news story yesterday that there's some suggesting in the United States that carbon may peak in 2025 and then we may start to go down in terms of total carbon output. So it's a really exciting time to be working in that space.
Wow, that's and we know if you've been paying attention to everything, that is one thing, the environments and what we're doing to our environment around us that impacts everyone. So I love the fact that, again, Scott, I look at it this way, and I encounter so many different local businesses and people that are passionate about their communities, and someone has to lead. Someone has to take those steps. And it seems like Artisan Dental is being one of the leaders in that, and I appreciate that. So kudos to you on that front. Are you back on your services side? Are you currently accepting new patients? If people are interested in your services, are there opportunities there, and what should they do?
Yes, we are accepting new patients, and we would welcome the opportunity to care for you. You can go to our website, which is artisandentalmadison.com, or you can feel free to email us at info@artisandentalmadison.com, or you can always call our team at 608-467-8022.
Scott Anderson with Artisan Dental here this morning, joining us first segment of Let's Get Local. Scott, appreciate your time and what you do. I just had one quick thing for you before we go, and that is about Dane by Local. You guys have also been involved with that organization. Why has that been important to you to be a part of that local group?
Well, you know, one of the aspects of the B impact assessment is our effect within our community, and we think a thriving locally owned business community is an essential part of a flourishing community as a whole. We just feel really grateful that Dane by Local has been a leader nationally in the by local space, and has continued to bolster the locally owned business community here in Madison.
Scott Anderson, thanks for your time, for what you do, the whole team at Artisan Dental. Again, you just heard it from them. They're accepting new patients. So if you're looking for a great experience and a partner for your oral care, Artisan Dental, check them out at artisandentalmadison.com. Scott, have a great rest of your weekend. Enjoy the weather, and thanks so much for what you do.
Thanks very much, Jason. I appreciate it being here. Take care.
We will be back on the other side. We'll talk about the Holiday Passport Program. I know it's a little early for the holidays, but that passport program from DBL and local shops is coming up. We'll talk about it after the break.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Okay. If my sister is listening right now, she's very upset. She doesn't like people jumping to getting the holiday message out because she feels that Thanksgiving gets overshadowed. She doesn't like it when my parents watch holiday movies in November and now even October, right? Mom, if you're out there, you know you've been watching some already. If they started playing those holiday movies late October here recently, I know you're watching some already. So my apologies to my sister. But the reason for the song is because there is a holiday passport program that we have to talk about because we need to get the word out to everyone, every person in the area, that Dane by Local is leading the charge once again for small businesses, for local businesses, to help them here this fourth quarter, to remind you to think local first, to go local, buy local, be local, and to shop local this holiday season. And there's all kinds of amazing incentives in this program. Okay, so it's the Dane by Local Passport, sponsored by and presented by the Bank of Sun Prairie and Madison Essentials. And it's very fun, okay? You get to explore communities with a guide. You have this passport that shows you all these participating businesses in Sun Prairie, in neighborhoods in Madison, in Verona, in communities all around Dane County. And these shop owners and store owners have agreed to incorporate some incentives in this passport if you go to their stores and shop with them. And a lot of times there's free incentives or it's an additional, you know, percentage off and different things like that. All kinds of fun items there. And the other piece to all of this is that if you go and shop with the Dane by Local Holiday Passport, again, sponsored by Bank of Sun Prairie, between November 1st and December 18th. So it starts November 1st. That's why we got to talk about it on today's show. Starting November 1st, the Holiday Passport, your passport to local. You can take the physical passport. You can pick it up at area businesses. You can get the passport directly online from Dane by Local's website. You can download it. Opportunities to check it out in multiple ways. Have it on your device. And then what you do is you take that into these stores and you get the deals, you get these extra bonuses, these extra perks. It's fantastic, right? On top of that, if you spend $10 at these businesses and you show that you spent $10 and you send that information over to Dane by Local, this is all detailed on the website if you go to danebylocal.com. You get to get entered into drawings, weekly drawings for prizes, free prizes. So it's fun. There's a lot of benefit for you. And in the process of going out to these communities and neighborhoods and local stores, you're going to meet some fantastic people. Shop owners like Amy Moore from Little Luxuries, who we talked to a few weeks back, downtown State Street. Soap opera, the soap opera, and Stacy and her team. Of course, while you're down there on State Street, you should stop at Hawk's Bar and Grill for lunch. We know that here at Devil Radio. But you have those opportunities to meet those people. The owners are probably there. It's an important and critical time of year for so many of them, especially in the retail area. So I'm not challenging, but I am asking very strongly, with much encouragement to you as a member of our community, to check out the Dane by Local Passport Program. Go to danebylocal.com, find the passport, look at all these amazing shops that maybe you never heard of, go experience them, and instead of spending dollars on items that you're going to spend, instead of spending those dollars on Amazon or at the big box, spend it here at these local shops. You can find some amazing gifts for people, probably even more unique gifts than you would find at those other places. And you'll get your hands on them right away. And on top of that, you are strengthening your economy, because when you shop local, we've talked about it before, 72 cents, might even be 78 cents, I might have that wrong, but more than 70 cents of every dollar stays in the local community. When you shop at a big box, that number's down to like 40 cents. So you're helping local shop owners, you're helping neighbors, you're helping friends, you're getting great gifts, and you're helping your local economy. You're helping yourself. Is that a strong enough case? Hopefully. All right, the Dane by Local Passport Program. I implore you, danebylocal.com. Check it out. It starts November 1. Deals and fun and drawings every week. November 1 starts, going through December 18th, leading up to the holidays. Please check it out, danebylocal.com. Whew. Okay, so we got that out there. Hopefully, my excitement and my energy has come through for that event and to support these wonderful local businesses. We also remind you that weekly, Soups On is on, so you can order soups. You can order soups from area restaurants, participate in that program, support the businesses, the local restaurants, participate in Soups On, get some great soups that we talked about with Amy Johnson last week. It's another opportunity to do that. And a lot of great fun here. We do have a breakfast meeting coming up. We'll tell you more about that next week. But right now, the active ones are Get Ready for the Passport Program and Soups On. Before we head to break, I do want to remind you that we have some wonderful, lovely, amazing sponsors of this program, and I have to thank them. And that is Evolution Financial, Sue Peck, owner-founder of Evolution Financial. You can find out more about her services at evolutionfinplan.com. Sue, we appreciate you for supporting the show. And Rose and Gary and the team at Easy Office Products, we thank them for supporting Let's Get Local as well. You can find out more about them at easyop.com. And remember, they deliver. So whether you work at an office, whether you work from home, we're back here on the big show, Let's Get Local. Ha! Schedule change for the weekend. Caught me off guard at the end of that last segment, so my apologies. We had that news, weekend news minute in that's new, so that's exciting and great. We love the news here on the weekends as well. You can catch news throughout the week on all the Civic Media Network stations. It's growing around the state of Wisconsin. And we do have those news breaks for you coming from the AP. We have local news updates. We're building out that as well. Really important to report what's happening in our country and in our state and in our communities directly to you, wherever you are. And that's the beautiful thing about radio is you can find us wherever you are for free because wonderful people support our station like Easy Office Products and Evolution Financial and Hawks and some of the other amazing businesses here that we have involved in Solidarity Realty. And oh my gosh, I shouldn't have started with a list because then you always miss somebody. So again, note to self, don't start with a list, just thank them all. In this next break and second half of the program today, we're going to talk about some important issues. Now, we talked with Scott in Artisan Dental and their mission and their focus about community. It doesn't get more community than what's happening with our environment. And so now an opportunity for Gail to join us from 350 Wisconsin because they're doing the difficult work, doing the important work. And I want Gail and others to tell you all about that here, about her efforts and other people. So Gail, thanks for being on the program today. How are you this morning?
Just fine. Thank you. Happy to be here.
So 350 Wisconsin, Gail, tell people about what it is, the mission and the organization itself.
Sure. 350 Wisconsin is an organization that works on climate change. And we have been around for about 10 years. And we are a grassroots organization. And we believe that to address climate change, ordinary people need to stand up and make their voices heard and get active. And our goal is to give people a vehicle for doing that, and that's what we do.
I think that's really important, right? Because a lot of people, I think, want to do something, want to help, want to do something that's impactful, but so many of us don't know where to start or think it's too big of an issue. What can I do? Me, one person, what can I do? So to have an organization that's kind of leading the charge and showing you opportunities to get involved or to make an impact, that's very important to get people to take action, right?
It is. And there are lots of ways to get involved. But maybe what I should do first is to talk about our approach, the things we work on. And then we could talk about ways that people could get involved.
Please do, yes.
Yeah. We have a comprehensive approach. We believe that fossil fuels need to stay in the ground. There can be no more extraction of fossil fuels. So one of our big areas of focus is opposing our oil pipelines in the upper Midwest, particularly in Wisconsin. And we're really engaged in in opposing Enbridge Line 5, which is up in northern Wisconsin. We're working closely with the Bad River Band there to oppose the rerouting of that pipeline and to shut it down. Related to that, we're trying to cut off the money for the fossil fuel industry. the fossil fuel industry wouldn't exist if it weren't for funding from banks and insurance companies and pension funds and so forth. And we're particularly targeting Chase Bank, which is by far the biggest funder of the fossil fuel industry. So that's another major focus, trying to push Chase Bank and other financial institutions to divest from their fossil fuel involvement.
Before you go on, I want to bring you back to line five, because things like this happen quietly for a lot of citizens, right? Like, these things are happening and a lot of us in the state don't know about it. Okay, so, you know, unless it's right in your area of the state, you might know. But otherwise, people that this isn't in their region in Wisconsin, they don't know about it, but it's going to affect you if it happens. So tell people a little bit more about Line 5 and what that is and what is proposed to happen and what you're trying to prevent.
Okay, sure. Well, Line 5 is a oil pipeline, and it transports oil. A lot of the oil that it transports is actually extracted in Canada. And it is very toxic tar sands oil, which is much worse for the climate, for the environment, than even regular oil. Line 5 goes across Wisconsin. It then goes into Lake Michigan. It goes under the Mackinac Straits, across the Great Lakes into Michigan. So it's an old pipeline. I think it's 60 or 70 years old. It's deteriorating. It's a terrible risk of fracturing. It crosses through the Bad River Reservation, and the reservation has successfully gotten court rulings that the leases expired on it. So Enbridge, which owns the pipeline, now wants to reroute the pipeline around the Bad River Reservation through very sensitive land in the Lake Superior watershed. And if there were a fracture in that pipeline, which happens often, it would do tremendous damage to the whole Lake Superior watershed area. It would really jeopardize the livelihood of the native tribes in that area. It could do tremendous damage. So that's very brief.
No, thank you for the overview, because I think it's important for people, even down here, to know about it and all over. Because like I said, if you're so many times, these things happen in communities, right? It's sometimes it's landfill, sometimes there's other proposals and things like that. And it's so regionalized within our state that a lot of times the whole state doesn't hear about it. But if there are issues, they eventually will affect you, just like we're seeing on a global scale with our climate. And I know that's something that you're working against, so I appreciate that.
Yep. That's right. We all value our natural resources. We all go, hiking, fishing, hunting up in that area. It affects all of us.
And if you haven't been up in northern Wisconsin before, it's this beautiful area up there, and there's so many wonderful trails and things to explore. And just think about, if those areas to explore are no longer there or have been contaminated, that would just be something I don't think anyone in the state would be in favor of.
Yeah. So going on with that, so that's a really big focus for us. So is trying to get the money, get financial institutions out of financing fossil fuels. We also work with state and local government to get strong climate policy. And overarching everything, we're pushing for climate justice, because the burdens of climate change fall disproportionately on communities of color, low-income communities, frontline communities. And, for example, power plants tend to be placed in low-income communities, exposing the residents there to much more air pollution. And pipelines tend to be through areas where indigenous people live. And so we need to make sure that our policies and programs address the impact of climate change on those communities, and to make sure that new policies and programs take into account the needs of those communities as they see them.
I also think it's so important that what you're talking about here as we look at climate justice, because a lot of us that are kind of in positions of influence at the moment, or, you know, we're kind of in that working class time frame of our lives, you know, are some of these things going to come to fruition before we're no longer part of this society and this planet? Probably not. But you're thinking forward. What about the generations after us? And we have been pushing this kind of ball down the road here for a while. And we got to take action. We have to step up. We have to start making those positive advancements in the right direction so we can save this climate and make this climate action more stabilized, I think, for the younger generation so they can take it up a notch. But we got to start now. There's no more time to wait.
That's right. The time the United Nations says that we need to cut our carbon emissions in half by 2030 to prevent the worst impacts of climate change. And we all see it now. We see there's more and more fires and floods and severe storms. So yeah, we need to all get together and act now.
We're talking with Gail Nordstrom of 350 Wisconsin. We'll be back here on the other side of the break to talk more with Gail and learn more about ways you can participate and get involved and the important work that they're doing all year round. And also kind of leading up to the election, making sure that these issues are on voters' minds and also politicians' minds here that are running for office. We'll be back in just a little bit here on Let's Get Local.
Clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow.
Back on Let's Get Local here from the Solidarity Realty Studios. Yeah, we're looking for high hopes for our climate, for climate justice, for our citizens to take action, to recognize the importance of that right now and make sure that we're doing everything we can to care for the planet that we all live on. So we're back with Gail Nordstrom. Gail, I think it's so important the work you outlined there and kind of the important issues right now. We talked a little bit about how people can get involved, and I know we want to expand on that because there's so many areas here, right? You have climate justice. There's agricultural issues to think about for sustainability. There's so many sustainability items out there on people's minds, but we got to focus in on these key issues right now, and then we need to get people involved. So how do we get people involved, and how can they help out?
Well, first of all, if you are interested in learning more and getting involved, you can go to our website, which is 350 Wisconsin, 350wisconsin.org. And you, there's detailed descriptions of all our different campaigns. And there's also a form you can fill out, which will put you in touch with our volunteer coordinator, who could meet with you and talk about your interests and your time availability and find a match that works for you. But just to give examples of the kinds of things we do, if you like direct action, we participate We plan to participate in demonstrations and those kinds of events, lots of opportunities to plan and participate in that. If you're more the policy-oriented type person, we have teams that work on local government. We have working groups that focus on particular local governments and monitor what they're doing and push them to adopt strong climate policy. We also have a group that works on state climate policy. If you're an artist, we have an arts collective that does all sorts of creative things to support our demonstrations and our direct action. They put together a wonderful flash mob dance, which we've performed in a number of different occasions. What we want to do is engage people and make them think and make them learn about climate change so that they could get involved and speak up.
So even if you're a choreographer, you could get involved, is what you're saying.
Even if you're a choreographer or an artist or a policy wonk, or you like doing behind the scenes data entry type work. I mean, we have work for everybody.
You'll take all talents to help out at 350 Wisconsin. Again, the website is 350wisconsin.org, 350wisconsin.org. We're talking with Gail of 350 Wisconsin today. Gail, I know you have some events, you have meetings. How people can find out about that on the website, but what are some of those things like, and are they virtual options, attend in person, both? What do you have for people to kind of learn more about the group if they want to attend a meeting or an event?
Yeah. We're primarily virtual. We meet on Zoom, so wherever you are in the state, you can participate. One good way to start learning about us is on the first Monday of every month at 7 o'clock. We have a public meeting where we usually have a very interesting speaker, and we have some updates from our different teams. So if you want to get an invitation to that, again, go to our website and sign up to be on the mailing list, and you'll get a notice of that, and you could sign up and get the Zoom link. That's one good way to get involved, as well as contacting our volunteer coordinator. But yeah, I mean, the nice thing about modern technology and Zoom is that we don't have to be in the same place. And since we're statewide, we really welcome people from all over the state.
Yeah, I think that communication statewide to get the word out and connect with people in different areas is so much easier with this. And so that's certainly one of the benefits of our current situation with technology. Gail, I have a question. So we talked a lot about the organization so far, 350 Wisconsin, ways people can get involved for sustainability, for climate justice, for climate action. Why did you get involved?
I got involved... I had been for many years concerned about the environment, and I was, contributing financially to a number of environmental organizations, and I had kind of followed 350 in the news. But what really triggered it for me was a couple of things. One was I became a grandmother and really began to worry about what the future of my grandchildren was going to be. And then the 2016 election came around, and as we all know, the president was someone who was basically a climate change denier. And I just thought, this is the time. There's no excuse for not getting directly involved. And that was when I contacted 350 and I came to one of the Monday meetings that I just told you about, the first Monday of the month meetings. I really liked it. I stepped forward, got active on the committee, and went on from there.
Thank you for that. I think it's important for people to hear stories about why individuals get involved in groups and take action and take that extra step, because we can hear about it and we can all kind of feel a certain way, but it's another piece and another step forward to get actively involved. And you just heard why Gail did, and maybe that resonates with you and makes you want to get involved too, because the climate and our earth is something that is something we need to understand how precious it is, and to take better care of it than we have been. So that is critical. As we move forward, we're working with 350 Wisconsin here, talking with Gail about that. Gail, 350, there are other 350 organizations around the country, right? So, but this is our outfit here in Wisconsin. Is there any collaboration with other groups, in other states that you do?
Yes, there is. The 350 is actually a national and international organization. There are branches of C350 in, I think, almost every continent has 350 organizations, and there are quite a few branches around the United States. And we are, we're part of what's called the 350 Network Council, which is the largest and most active 350 chapters in the country. And we participate very closely with them and do a lot of coordination with those chapters, and we also work closely with the National 350. But at the same time, we're quite independent. We set our own priorities for areas we want to be involved and have our own programs.
So 350 is everywhere, but right here in Wisconsin, we're talking with Gail with 350 Wisconsin, focusing on our state and the issues right here in our state and our communities. Gail, I think it's critical work that you're doing. Lastly, so what are some of the ways people can help out? What are the biggest needs right now for you, for the organization, to move forward?
We have lots of needs. If we could use people who really throughout the state who would like to get together and really focus on what their community, what their local government, their city or their county is doing with respect to addressing climate change, and start attending local government meetings and monitoring it and pushing for your community to adopt strong climate policies. And we really need communities all over the state, people all over the state, to be doing that. And we have models that you could use. You know, you're not starting from scratch, because we have members who have done it in their communities, and they could help you and give you guidance on how to proceed. So that's one area. If you're interested in statewide policy, we have a group that's working on that, where we need people to contact their legislators and go to hearings. We need people with going back to the pipeline. We need people who can be involved with that. Like, we're expecting to have the DNR holding another round of public hearings in the next few months. We need people to attend those hearings or to submit testimony.
More information at 350wisconsin.org. Get involved. That's what we need, right, Gail?
That's what we need, and many ways to do it.
Thanks so much for your time again. 350wisconsin.org. Check them out. Get involved. Let's save our climate and our community. That's the show this week. Thanks again to Scott Artisan Dental, Gail, and everyone for tuning in. We appreciate you.